You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. I'm telling you, God has been good. God has been great. God has been marvelous. Oh, we give God the praise. We give God the thanks for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. And guess what? This station right here, the dial, this station that you're listening to us, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, and the other stations have made it possible for me to come into your homes, come into your cars. And we thank God for Cypress audience. We're so glad you tune in this morning. Guess what? Because, right, it's about time for your miracle. Nothing can stop your miracle. Nothing can stop your miracle. If God's got a miracle with your name on it, you have to do what? Claim it. Come on here. Guess what? It's yours for the asking. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning, because God is able to do a sin above all we think or acts. We must trust God. Hallelujah. Trust Him no matter what is going on, no matter what it looks like. Guess what? God is able to bring you out. God is able to bring you through it. God is able to take care of you while you in it. He will do exactly what He say He's going to do. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. God is great, and He's worthy to be praised. We trust and pray that you had a good weekend. You enjoyed your weekend. We pray that you got into some kind of services on yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. To have a great word to keep you out through this week. Amen. That you may think back on the message that was brought to you in your services. You probably perhaps didn't get a chance to go out. But if you watch something on Facebook, we pray that it will be able to take you through the rest of the week. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we want to thank God for you, you, and you. Oh, we thank God for you. I'm so grateful because God is good. I'm so grateful because I know He is who He is in the midst of every situation that we're in, that we're facing, and that we will be facing. God is still God. No, guess what? The situation does not outweigh God. The situation does not keep God bogged down. But guess what? You take it. You take the situation to God, and God will bring you out every time. Good morning to all of you that's coming on, by the way, a Cypress audience. Good morning to you also. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Keep trusting God, because the God we serve is able to do a sin of all we think or act. Be of good courage. Keep your heart in tune, because He is who He say He is, and He's going to do exactly what He says He's going to do. Hallelujah. Again, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap. If you faint not, hold fast, because guess what? He that will come shall come. He's able to do it. Amen. Again, He's able to do it. Don't worry. Don't fret. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave Him there. Why? Because He is who He say He is. He's going to do what He say He's going to do. We praise God for you this morning. Amen. We praise God for you this morning. Come on and go into a word of prayer with me if you can. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time that you allowed us to come together by the way of the radio stations, God. We thank you, God, that you allow us to come together by the way of Cypress audience, Father. We thank you now, God. We ask you to touch each and every one, God, that's listening. Touch each and every one that's watching, Father. We thank you right now, God, that your grace, your mercy, and your kindness, Father, is over us, God, is with us, Father. We thank you this morning because we know that thou art God. And besides you, there is no other God. We thank you because the power of God that you have given unto us as yourself, God. We thank you that is dunamis power. We thank you that is keeping power. We thank you that is healing power, deliverance power. We thank you that is all wrapped up in one thing in your name, Father. And we thank you and we trust you today, God. Again, Lord, look on those that are on the other side of Cyprus audience. Touch them right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, we want to thank God for your again this morning. All right. We want to thank God for all that you've done, all that he's done, all that he's going to do. And amen. We're giving him a what you call it, an advanced praise for the things that he's going to do. Amen. We praise him in the beginning. We praise him in the middle and we praise him at the end. Why? Because he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. There's no failure in God. There's no failure in God. Good morning to all of you once again. We want to say thank you. Amen. And our condolences go out to the bereaved families, those that have been through bereavement hour this weekend and this week. Amen. Past, we want to send out our condolences and we want to continue to pray for those that have already gone through it. We want to send out our condolences again and thank you all for your prayers and for your cards, stopping by or however you came in contact with the Shula family. Amen. So Melissa, amen, in the passing of her husband, Larry Shula. And we had a wonderful homegoing service on Saturday. Amen. We want to thank all of you, the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Thank you for coming, throwing your arms around them. Amen. We do want to thank all of them. We want to thank St. James, the pastor there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting us, let them use the edifice, the family. Amen. We want to thank all of you. Pastor AJ, thank you. God bless you. Pastor we want to thank you all for your just for what you did. Hallelujah. Like I said, throw your arms around this family. Pastor Johnson, amen. God bless you. Pastor Mamie Johnson, God bless all of you all that had came to throw your arms around them. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. And I'm quite sure Melissa will want me to thank you on her behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. And she will probably see you and thank you personally herself at some later time. Amen. Those that came all the way from everywhere, thank you so much. Thank you. And her heart is overwhelmed with the love and how you show your love. And we want to continue to pray for the Barton family. Ella Marcus, we continue to pray for you. Lady Woods, we continue to pray for you. Amen. This Scanya's family, Sister Scanya, we continue to pray for you and your family while y'all going through the bereavement time of the passing of Evangelist Lee Barton. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. We're going to make it by because God is with us. We're going to make it through this because God is our strength. He is our peace. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, God is still good. Praise your name. Praise his name. Amen. His name is worthy to be praised. His name is worthy to be praised because our God reign. Our God reign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know he can do it and he will do it. Amen. And we want to say again, God bless you. God bless you. Shout out to Lady Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Church Mother, Mother Brown. Amen. To all the prophets and the evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Thank God for you, you and you again. Listen, my friends. Listen, as Pastor Tyson was said, if she was on the air, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. You got to tell somebody. You got to tell somebody about this man. You got to tell somebody about this man. This man called Jesus. You got to tell somebody about this man. He's able to do anything. Hallelujah. He's able to do anything. There is nothing too hard for him. You just got to believe God. Amen. I want to just go head on and share with the audience, those of you that probably weren't able to tune in the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple broadcast on yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. On Cyprus audience. And I just want to continue because it's just so resonant in my spirit right now. There is nothing that you're facing that God can't bring you out of because he is that kind of God. I'm telling you, don't fear, don't fret because he's with you. The situation is not greater than God. There is nobody bigger than God. There is no situation, hallelujah, wider than God, bigger than God. That's why the Bible says, do what? What you said, Apostle? The Bible, he said the word, say, cast your cares up on him, for he cares for you. So there is nothing too hard for God. I don't care what you're in. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what the enemy is trying to make you seem like you're not coming out of. Guess what? You're coming out of this. You've already come out. Come on. Why? Because he's with you. Come on. He's your peace. If you're in the midst of confusion, he's your peace. If you're in the midst of sadness, he's your joy. Come on. You can't allow the cares of this life to oppress you, to make you down and out, to make you say, well, oh, why me? Because he is with you. He's more than enough. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me just come on here. He's more than enough. Come on. The situation that you're in right now, my friend, is not greater than God. Come on. Hallelujah. The sickness that you're facing right now is not powerful than God. Come on. Hallelujah. Because guess what? David said, I can do all things through Christ that what strengthens me. Come on. He's in you. God is in you. Who's in you? Jehovah Shabbat. Jehovah Shalom. He's with you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, my God. In the words of Evangelist Patty Harvey, the Lion of Judah is with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can pop that devil neck. You can pop his neck when he stand up. You can pop his neck. Well, hallelujah. Come on. You can stomp on his neck. Hallelujah. And the enemy, he know he can't. He can't do nothing with you. He can't do nothing with you. All right, Evangelist Harvey. Oh, my God. Praise our God. The enemy can't do nothing with you when you stand on God's word, when you believe that God is who he say he is and he would do what he say he would do. Praise our God through his word. Come on, through his word. Through his word. You're not facing nothing that you cannot come out of. Come on, you're not going through nothing that God can't solve. Hallelujah. There is no problems too big for God. There is no situation too big for God. I want to encourage somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Why? Because you got the great I am with you. You got the one that said, let there be. You got the one that spoke. Hallelujah. Spoke into the midst of the sea and said, what? Peace be still. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, daughter Lori. Good morning. Hallelujah. Robert Eunice, Evangelist Eunice. Good morning, Pastor Barbara Lightsey. Good morning. Praise our God. There's nothing that you're in right now that God cannot bring you out of. Hallelujah. There is no situation, come on, that's coming up against you that you cannot come out of. God bless you, Evangelist DeChamara. I'm telling you, God is able to do it. We got to believe what we're saying. Come on. We got to walk and talk what we're saying. Hallelujah. We just can't walk it and not talk it. We just can't walk it and talk it and not live it. Come on. We got to live this word. Hallelujah. This word got to become life off these pages. It's got to become life into our spirit. It's got to become life. And hallelujah. Because the word is sharp and two-edged sword, going in, cutting to the sun, the joint and the marrow of the bone. This word is life. Come on. It's life in the word. When we speak life, when we begin to speak life in the word of God, when we begin to speak life through the word of God, it becomes materialized into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Of that situation. Come on. You got to put the word in the midst of that situation. Take yourself out and put the word in the midst of that situation. Because guess what? He is the Elohim. He is the El Shaddai. Come on. He is the God of all gods. Come on. In the midst of it, you cannot allow the enemy to tell you nothing else. Come on. You can't settle for less. Come on. You can't settle for less. Somebody hear me this morning. You're going through a situation and the enemy's trying to tell you that you're not coming out. The enemy is trying to tell you that, whoa, what's the use? You turn around and you begin to put the word on the devil. Come on, let's do like Jesus did when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then was he led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The devil said unto him, come on here, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned to bread. Jesus spoke back to him and said, man shall not live by bread alone. alone, but by every word that what proceeded out the mouth of God. I'm telling you, you got the hallelujah. Put the word on the devil. That's the only thing he understands. He don't understand you crying. Come on, he wants you to cry. He don't understand you having a pity party. He wants you to have a pity party so he could continue to come on in. Come on here. The Bible says he must first do what? Bind the strong man. Then he can come in and do what? Spoil and take all his goods. But you got to stand up because God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. God bless you. Good morning, Sister McClarity. Hallelujah. God has given us power. He's given us authority. Come on. Walk in it. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm talking about your spirit. Come on here. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm talking about your spirit. And begin to walk in this word. Begin to take this word. Hallelujah. As he is. Hallelujah. You got God with you. The situation is not going to overtake you. You got God in you and you got God with you. Come on here. He told Jehoshaphat that you don't need to fight in this battle. Come on. What you need to do is sit yourselves. Come on, because you got everything you need. Come on. You need to tag somebody. You need to call somebody on their phone and tell them, wake up. Turn on the radio station. Come on here, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Because why? Apostle is on the air and you need to hear this word. Wake up out of sleep. Wake up out of sleep. Come on here. Because the enemy, I'm talking about spiritual sleep. Come on. Wake up out of spiritual sleep and begin to operate in what God has given you, his word. Come on. When you don't have nothing else, you don't have nothing else left. You got God's word. You got to walk in it. You got to meditate in it. Come on. I'm so blessed of this. I don't want to just meet to say we having a good time. I don't want to just meet. Come on. For so long, we just have met. Come on. But in the presence of God, have not been demonstrated in the place. Come on here. Oh my God. So in yesterday in service, praise God, I couldn't even get to the word right then because God will begin to demonstrate. God begin to, through this 30-day prayer, God is beginning to demonstrate and do what he say he would do through his word. Come on here. People just start receiving the Holy Ghost. People just start getting saved right in the praise and worship service. Come on here. Just getting delivered and set free. Why? Because there's something in the regions. There's something in the atmosphere. When you put the word in the atmosphere, hallelujah, the atmosphere has to come conducive to what you say. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me this morning. Come on here. It comes conducive to what you say. Come on. Come on. You gotta speak into the atmosphere. Because the atmosphere, the circumstances in the atmosphere is trying to speak to you. Come on, but you got to decree and declare what the words say to the atmosphere. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on here. I wish I had some help back out here. Come on. I'm telling you, when you begin to speak the word of God, when you begin to walk the word of God, when you begin to do what the words say, you get the results. Come on here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. This thing has to come alive. This word has to come alive. This word, it's got to come alive in your spirits. Come on. Just don't sit there and read this word and don't expect for it to manifest. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to read this word. You got to meditate on this word. And you got to put it into the atmosphere. Lord, you say it. Come on. Your word says, come on here, you're the God of the Bible. Now, God, you're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. I want to charge somebody up this morning. I want to wake your spirit up this morning. I want you to begin to operate and walk and believe what the word says. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you go before, hallelujah, when you go before the situation in prayer, God bless you, Sister Stacy. When you go, hallelujah, before God in prayer, you got to be honest. When you go before God in prayer, you got to, he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. Come on, God, I believe your word honestly. I take you at your word. You're going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. I need about four or five of y'all to tag and share this right now. Tag somebody on Facebook. Come on here. Write them. Tell them to turn on to this broadcast right now. Come on. Because guess what? Your words. Come on here. The Bible says, I like what one translation of the word said. You are snared. You are trapped by the words of your mouth. Come on. When you put it into the atmosphere, you are snared. You are trapped. Come on. So I'm snared and I'm trapped by the words of my mouth. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Come on here. I'm a lender, not a borrower. Come on here. I'm trapped by the words. I am healed. He was wounded for my transgression. Come on here. Hallelujah. He was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I am healed. You are trapped with the words of your mouth. Come on here. And you can put your foot on that devil neck and tell him, I got the authority. I got the power. Come on here. That God has given unto me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Evangelist Harvey. Hallelujah. That God has given unto me. Come on here. You got to walk in the authority. I want you to get so excited about it this morning till you don't have to worry about your coffee. You don't have to worry about your breakfast right now. This is your breakfast. Hallelujah. The word of God works if you work the word and put it into the atmosphere. Come on, hallelujah. Put it into the atmosphere of that situation. Put it into the atmosphere. Let me go right quick because I know these phone lines got to come open. Hallelujah. Come on here. In the book of Exodus, I'm just going to go to this verse right here. This was talking about when Moses, come on here. Moses was told to go to Pharaoh. Come on here. He was told to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let the people go. You got to tell that situation. You got to tell that situation that you're in. You got to let me go. Why? Because the word of God surrounds me. The word of God, come on here, bring me out. The word of God is going to take me through. And come on. And Moses, come on here. Moses said, you know, we know the story, but I'm just capitulating right here. Moses said, hallelujah, I can't speak. I can't say that. See, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to look at what you cannot do. But you got to go and get the word and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You got to tell that devil, come on here. You will not make me stay silent no more longer. Come on, in my prayer life, in my word life. And you would see the enemy don't want you to come into the atmosphere. Because if you come into the atmosphere and agree with the word and put it in the atmosphere, things have to materialize. Come on. In the book of Numbers 3:14. And it says right here, and it says, this is what I said. And the Lord said unto Moses, hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, I am that I am. That's what I want to lift up. You got to tell that situation. I am that I am. I am that I am is with me. He's with me. Who is he? He is who he say he is. I am that I am. Moses was told to go to Pharaoh and to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. Praise our God. And you could go back up there, read it in your leisure time. In your leisure time. Again, that's Exodus 3. And you could probably start up around the 11th verse. But I jumped down here for the second time that I got to go because we got to go to the phone lines. And we want you to call in. He said, tell them, I am that I am. You got to believe God and take him at his word. He is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. I come to tell somebody out there under the sound of my voice, come on, listening or watching on Cyber's audience, there's no situation that you're facing right now, excuse me, that God cannot bring you out of because he is who he say he is. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. Come on. He's going to overturn it. Come on. That's his word. He's going to bring healing. That's his word. Come on here. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. But we got to do what? Hold fast to our confession. You can't allow the enemy to tell you that God is not going to do it. Why? Because he is who he is. He said, tell I am that I am. You tell the situation that you're facing, the great I am is on the inside. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the orchestrator, the minister of this thing that I'm facing. God gonna bring you out. God gonna deliver you. God gonna heal you. God but has brought me out. God has delivered. Put it into the atmosphere and let the atmosphere know I am that I am. So Moses said, who shall I say send me? He said, tell him I am that I am. Come on, y'all, this, oh my God, tell him I am that I am. So it's nothing too hard for God. He's who he is. He is a healer. I am that I am. He's a deliverer. I am that I am. Come on here. No diagnosis. Come on here. No diagnosis will take you out from what the enemy is trying to bring up on you. He said, I am that I am. I am a healer. I am. I was wounded for your transgression. I was bruised for your iniquities. And the chastisement of your peace was up on me. And by my I am that I am, my stripes, you are healed. You are a healer. I am that I am. Come on. Hallelujah. You could tell that devil. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, saints of God. Y'all respond back. Come on, saints of God. You got to respond back. Come on. Because guess what? I am that I am. Moses said, who shall I say send me? Tell him I am that I am. You got to tell the situation he's God all by himself. You got to tell that situation that you're in right now. You can't cry over it. You can't cry in it. You can't kill over in it. I am that I am is on the inside of you, and he will bring you out, my God, and he shall bring me out. Come on. And I will overcome, because I am that I am is with me. Come on here. Who is he? His name is Jesus. Who is he? I am that I am. The Lord of Lords. The King of Kings. Who is he? The Master. The Ruler. Who is he? The Deliverer. Who is he? The Savior. I am that I am. Come on. Hallelujah. My God in here this morning. I am that I am. I am that I am has come. I am that I am is in the situation. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm reminded, people can say what they want to say, but it's the word of God. I don't care how many times we use it, preach from it, talk to it. I am that I am. Hallelujah. It's in the midst of us. Come on. I am that I am, which in the midst of the lion's den with Daniel. Hallelujah. 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 I am that I am, which in the midst of when Peter was in jail. Hallelujah. In the prayer, and the saints made prayer without ceasing. Guess what? Through the angel, I am showed up. Come on here. Hallelujah. He caused Peter, smacked him on the shoulder. Come on here. Told him to gird up himself, fasten up his sandals. Come on here. Because they were getting ready. I am that I am had came and opened up the door. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. I am that I am was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on here. I am that I am. Come on. Showed up. The fourth man. I am that I am. And he is look like the Son of God. Come on. I am that I am. You got to tell the situation. I am that I am. Come on here. You're not going to overthrow me. You're not going to overthrow me. You're not going to overtake me. Come on here. I will not be overtaken by depression. I will not be overtaken by sickness. Come on. I will not be overtaken by poverty. I will not be overtaken by circumstances and situations that's going on in my family. Because why? I got that I got the peace of God. I've got the joy of God. Come on, I am that I am. Come on, you got to make this thing personal to you. He is who he say he is, Stacy. He going to bring you out. Come on, he's going to bring you out, Sister Laxey. Come on, he's going to do what he say he's going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God bless you, Sister Dunn. He's going to bring you through it. No matter what it looks like. Why? Because I am that I am is on board. Hallelujah. I am that I am is on board. Somebody need to tag somebody. Somebody need to respond. Come on here. Wake somebody up again and say, listen, please turn on the radio right quick. Because guess what? He's talking about a situation that you need to hear. Come on here. You know what? Your friends can't even bring you out of situations. Most of them make it worse. Come on here. Because they don't understand how you believe in God. I am that I am. They say, well, you got to do something about this. I have. Good. I'm doing something about it. I'm trusting in I am that I am. I'm trusting in what the word said. I'm leaning and I'm depending on the word, because guess what? At the end of the day, at the end of the situation, guess who's going to show up? Guess who's there already? I am that I am. Jesus is there. Come on here. Friends walk away. Come on here. Come on. Come on. Somebody better be a witness to me out there. Friends walk away. Yes, they do. Friends walk away. And I do say friends, associates walk away. because the Bible said a friend stick closer than a brother. But yes, so-called friends walk away. When you start walking and believing and trusting God like this, where they don't understand this, you in the midst of the situation, and you tell my I am that I am is in the midst of it. Come on, they're not going to understand that if they're not walking and believing the word like you. People, we better know what we're saying, and we better know what we're believing. Come on, hallelujah, because when it comes down to the rubber meeting the road, you got to stand on the word of God, no matter what, against all odds.